the 6 degrees of separation. Is there an advantage to understanding what the 6 degrees of separation are?
Yes, they wane a bit, meaning they can mean different perspectives to different people. A degree of separation could be as small as, why do you have to lay your toothbrush there on the counter? Okay?
Yeah.
All the way to separating yourself from the world because of your Coldplay TV show not being accepted by the scientific community.
Right.
So they vary a bit. See, some people, depending on the neuroses, just look at you and Tar. Things that make Tar crazy don't bother you at all. Thing that sends you up a tree, she just shrugs her shoulders and lets you go with it. See? But for other people in that same dynamic, you'd have a much broader degree of separation because the disconnect would be more of a deal breaker. But that's why you have 6 degrees of separation, and within those 6 degrees, you have about 6 degrees of each degree. You see what I mean? Sensitivity of that expression.
So are there 6 degrees of separation as topics, as themes?
Yes, but that had to be developed from the 6 of each one. So it becomes a much larger subject. But we would deal with those, you know, without a problem. But it's a developed process that'll come back together. Tar will pull them together and then break those down.
Yeah.
And then each one of those would be a perfect how ionic segment.
I got you. So 6 degrees of separation is uttered by humans.
Felt by others.
Right, but it's
separations. No, wait now. Separations are degrees of disconnection. And those degrees of disconnection are fabulous because they bring you back into your place of wanting.
Like contrast.
Well, it can be contrast, but it can be lack of bliss. Now, wait a second. You're blissful, and you're not quite blissful, so you have a diminishment of bliss. That's not contrast. But if you're at the blissed-out space all the time, and you stump your toe and it bleeds, now that's contrast. But if you're in your blissed-out place, and you have to go out of the water and go back because you've got to take a call with the ion, and that's not exactly what you want to do mostly, that's still fun, that's still bliss. It's not quite as blissful as your experience you're enjoying with playing in the water. You see, that's a degree of separation, it's just not a huge one.
Right, but why do people use the phrase 6 degrees of separation to indicate the intertwining of coincidence?
Because the coincidence is what they think causes their happiness.
Mm-hmm. And why would they favor that interpretation of causality for happiness?
Because they always want what they can't have.
Hmm. This is an element.
I want a mate with a larger phallus. I want a mate with a smaller phallus. I want a mate that knows how to use his phallus. I want a mate who completes me. I want a mate who loves me. I want a mate who makes me feel secure. I want a mate who understands me and loves me unconditionally no matter what. I want to live in a world where there's nothing I could do on planet Earth that would cause my mate to have disdain regarding me. I want to be a lover who loves, and I'll do that with anybody coming. And the birds love that one.
But it seems to me that is emerging. The 6 degrees of separation makes people feel connected, and that comes from a feeling of not being connected, I guess.
Well, that's why now you see it's not just the top six, and then you list them off and avoid those or embrace those, and then that's the answer to life. Because it's not that way. Each degree would have layers that you would fully develop. So at any point, once you could come to the point, if everybody was at the exact same place at the exact same time, then you could do 6 degrees of separation. We wouldn't ever have to discuss them ever, ever, ever again, because it would be done, and it would be like the ozone. Now everything is okay. It's well and getting weller.
So relate that to the dodecahedron, can you? The image of, what is it, 12 triangles touching each other? Is that the dodecahedron, platonic solid?
Yes, and you want a bridge to what?
Between the 6 degrees, six, all that, and then the definition of ion as a dodecahedron, where...
Okay, we can do this. Let's go on to your John of Patmos, the Revelator.
Yes.
What was the number of the beast?
666.
All right. And that's 6 degrees of separation, and each of those having 6 degrees. Each one of those six having 6 degrees.
Yes.
After a little while, then that mark of the beast becomes one of those. What he was trying to convey is the mark of the beast is any of those separations that disconnect you from your source, your non-physicalness. Because remember, that's how they avoided the mark of the beast, of one of those degrees.
Yes.
Then they could be in what they called the utopia paradise. So that's that reference. But now, from the dodecahedron, which we don't quite know how you get there from here, but we'll get you there.
Okay.
Somehow. All that is a good pictorial to allow your mind to begin to understand the fullness of the number of us non-physical parts, aspirations, expectations, of what you call ion. And each one of those degrees or angles in those triangles that would comprise the dodecahedron, every angle then becomes covered because each of those angles of that triangle has a degree. And then when you move another millimeter, then that's a new degree. And so those levels or degrees become an infinitesimal number that makes up what you call ion. It's just a very easy way to sit and cipher through them. We could say the number of ion is every match that's ever been created.
Match that you light with?
Yeah, like striking a match.
In the subject of lightning, it's appropriate.
Well, but then you'd have to go back to all the manufacturers of matches that have ever been, check their production records, calculate how many that were, figure out where all they went, how it went, and that whole process. It only takes trees to make matches, so there's the tree aspect that goes along. And then the sulfur, or the reactionary process, because you got to have the ones that strike anywhere, like lightning with a tree, in your energy level that releases energy. Oh, that's another energy part that's not included in your energy as well. Then you come back to a place that if you could sit down and count those matches, then you'd have it whooped. Well, if you can take the dodecahedron and start counting each degree that each angle has, it'll give you a more accurate counting or accounting of how many matches there are. And if you do it that way, then that's an easier way to understand the dynamic of the non-physical, because sometimes those degrees are tighter, sometimes those degrees are further. For example, if you have a 90-degree angle, that's 90 degrees, okay? Well, you could also flip that around on the other side, and now you have 180 and 80, would be 260. You'd have a 260-degree triangle on the other side of that 90-degree angle. You see, because it's 360 all the way around. So that dynamic now opens up a whole new paradigm of understanding of having the ability to have an infinite number in a finite time-space continuum.